Zog the Gemara, Daf Pei Gimel Amid Beis, 6 lines from the top. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav. Kol HaGidin Bosar. All Gidin. All sinews. Gidin.
Veins, right?
Veins, yeah, they're the thick white veins that you have. Sinews that you have in meat. They're considered Bosar. What is a nafkamina if it's called Bosar? The big nafkamina. You have to eat a kazayis of Bosar by Karim Pesach. So you're yotze by eating sinews, those gidden. Another nafkamina, if it's left over, you have to burn it. It didn't noisa. It's totally zebizet. If it's a din achila, then it's a din it's straight for noisa. Omer Rav Yehuda Rav, kol hagidin bosar. Now we're going with the assumption that yesh begidin benoisin tam, el sugi in chulin. It means that the gidin have a din tam, so made to din bosar. Chutz mi gidei tzavor, except for the big veins that you have in the neck. Those big veins, could be they're called jugular veins, I'm not sure what they're called, but those thick veins are so not edible, they're like a piece of wood. Zok Rashi. Chutz mi gidei tzavor, shu alol harochev v'kosher v'eitz ba'almahu. It's a piece of wood. Meaning that doesn't even have the tam. Meaning, yesh begin of a nice tam, but not that vein. Not that good. Kol ha'gidin bosar chutz migidei tzavor. So that would mean, quote to this, the gidei tzavor, there's no din noiser, no din burning. Zok demo tenan, we learned in our Mishnah, there are three things, hatzomois, the bones, which we explained yesterday, with the marrow, ha'gidin v'ha'noiser. Now, the fact that gidin are mentioned separately, it doesn't seem to imply that it's a regular piece of meat that you leave over. Then that's part of noiser. Zok demo tenan, they burnt on tezayin because you can't burn on yontif. Ain't suffering kotsh on yontif. So first they chalamoid. So what are we talking about? Ilem gidei bosar. If it's a regular gidei bosar, like we said, all gidim have a din bosar. So then nichlenu, eat it at the time that you're supposed to eat it. And if you left it over, videi susu haynu noiser. Vidi soiser, hainu noiser, that it's part of noiser. It's mentioned over here in the Mishnah. So it's nichlal noiser. Why does it say gidin separately? Elopshita, we're talking about gidei tzavar. Must be we're talking about the gidin that go in the neck. So that means to imply that the gidin that are in the neck have a din of noiser. So now, if you tell me that chutz megidei tzavor, it's eitz ba'alma, why would it be a din noiser? It's not edible. So if you're not going to say what we just said before, Rav Yehuda Rav's statement that gidei tzavor is considered eitz ba'alma, if you don't say that, yavet bishlama bosaninu, so amtu lahocha bo yisreifa. I understand why it needs sreifa. Now, why is it mentioned separately? So that Rashi says, because lemaisa, at the end of the day, this is not something that is eaten. So it's not like, it's a din basar, but it's like a gray area. It's a basar, but no sane person is eating that. But in lemaisa, it's a din basar. So it's mentioned over here in the Mishnah as something that's chayav sreifa. It's noiser. But lemaisa, it's basar. So zok di gemara. Zok di Gemara again. I amid bishlam a bosan inu. Am to locha boi sreifa. Eli amid la bosan inu. If it's a mamish not bosan, like if it's a rav. So lomalu sreifa. Why does it need sreifa at all? Look at Rashi, Dibba Amaskel. Ela pshita begidei tzavar. Ka Omar, when we say now that gidei tzavar is be'etzem bosar. Not like if it's a rav. But it's mentioned separately. Rashi explains why it's mentioned separately. Ela pshita begidei tzavar. Ka Omar. It's not eaten. You got, practically speaking, it's not eaten. So it's mentioned separately. So Mori Lubahadi Atzomois, it's mentioned separately like Atzomois are. The Koma the Ikol is Reifa, the Mistomo Leochelu. The Maisa, no one's going to eat it. So that's Taka if you don't hold like Rinom Rav. But if you hold like Rinom Rav, Eli Yamada Bosaninu, Lomalu Sreifa, what are you burning? Zok de Gomorrah, Omerav Chizda. What we're referring to in the Mishnah when it says, Hatzomois, Vagidin Vanoisar, Omer Afrizdel Nitzcha, El Gid Hanosha Valibid Rabbi Yehuda. It's referring to the Gid Hanosha, sciatic nerve, the Gid Hanosha that you have in the leg, in the thigh. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda. What is Rabbi Yehuda Shita? Ain't a noyeg ela ba'achas. Gid Hanosha is not both legs. It's only one leg. Now which leg? So if you're not sure which leg, if you know for sure which leg, let's say you know for sure it's the right leg. So then the right leg is not basar, and the left leg is a regular piece of meat. But if you're not sure, so then both legs, you have this problem, and that's why it's burnt, and it's not eaten, and it's mentioned separately. Zog di gemara, ele gid hanosha valibid rabbi yehuda, detani rabbi yehuda oimo, ein enoyeg ela ba'achas. It's only relevant to one. Now what do you mean it's only relevant to one? Vadas machas shel yamin. And the das machras, so there's really a question in the Gemara in Chulin, what does it mean vadas machras? Rashi brings this. Das machras shel yamin. Das machras shel yamin, meaning either it's das Torah shel yamin, it's das machras, it's definitely like Aloch Lamesh Mesinai, that it's the right one, or it's a clear thing, it's not a suffix. Or das machras means that it seems like it's right, but it's still a suffix. So from here it's mashma that adas machras shel yamin, it means that it's a suffix and not the other tzad, that it's a das machras, it's a conclusive din. So because it's a suffix, so now according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's neither basar nor noiser. It's neither basar because you don't know which one is the right one, that's osir, that's mutar. So each one of them is a suffix, but the mice, it's basar. Zogt Rashi, the Bamaschal of Yehuda, the Oma Eno Galabachas, Vulayadina Behemiayu, Hilkach Mitrilla Oymed Oisa, Alla Hetel Srefa Mishum Doyodele de Lichle, Upachinon. Oh, so now the Gemara is a Kasha, the Elo Tifsha, the Svukim Safkale. Larab Yehuda. So we posted this question in the Gemara in Chulin that it's a suffix. The im mifshat pshitale, because if das machras means that it's pshitale, it's the right one. Hadas machras. So then Rabbi Zoi, hayida teira nechle, the left foot eats regular basar, and vedi isuga nishdaye, and the one that's also just throw in the garbage. It's nothing. There's no din noise. There's no din basar. There's no din noise on it. So lomele sreifa zog Rashi uparchinon. Tifshet mehod demisafkele l'Rabbi Yehuda. Behei noig, dohamilsi bailam fer gid hanosha, the Gemara in Chulin daf tzadi, the Ketani, Rabbi Yehuda oimer, ein noig ela ba'achas. It's only relevant to one. Vadas machras shel yamin, vi bailon, mifshet le l'Rabbi Yehuda d'she yamin, umay das te ko'omar, das teira? First time Rashi in Shas, I think so. Tzochim. It says the word das teira? That's called das machras? Kirufa shosom, hayerech ham yumenis, Shabiyerech, the better one, the Mumenes, the right one. Oy Dubano, Svuki Misafkle. Umay Das, Das Noita, it's a Suffolk. Kalorim Mistavro, Oki, that Tifshad Masisin, Midikoromat, Kilosa, the Srefa Valley, Misafkle, Hilka Srefa Boy. So Shimon and Shai Yosha explains as follows. He says, the reason why we can't eat it, it's Poshad and Pshad, he's explaining. The reason why you can't eat it, a person is named from eating it, is Machmas the Suffolk. But Avada, it's called Royal Achila. You can have a gray area. It's Royal Achila. Just, I can't eat it. I'm stuck. My hands are tied. So that's why it's a shame, Bosa, that didn't know, sir. And that's why you burn it. But Lamaisa, it's Royal Achila. Because Lamaisa, it's Royal Achila. So Mamela, because it is so fake, this Chalan is a noiser, and Staka didn't stray for her. So that's the first teretz. Oh, so the Gemara wants to say that it's talking about a Gid Hanosha, and a Libid Rabbi Yehuda, and you're being poishet, that's Tzvuka Misafka. So now the Gemara is matcha, that being poishet, that it's Tzvuka Misafka, and now that's Torah, you can be matcha. Why? We're not talking about the Gid Hanosha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that we're being poishet, that it's Tzvuka Misafka. No. La'oila, maybe it's Das Torah. It's for sure the right one. The right one is not edible. It's not nice. And the left one is regular meat. It's edible. What we're talking about is that Yitaka knew which one it was. You had them both separate. This one is kosher, this one is treif. But then it got mixed up. So now you have a suffix. So it ended up a suffix, not because of the das, machras means suffix, by you it's a suffix. So Daniel became this avu. Now the Shakesaye and Simit Tzarivov has a gewaldig kasha, Velt kasha, and the Beis Meir has the same kasha. He says, we know there's a din of Eser Dechaloysa say. So there's a mitzvah's Eser of eating Korban Pesach. There's a lav of eating Gid Anosha. What's the problem? Why should Gid Anosha be eat? Also, you have to eat every piece of basar. It should be nicer. So there's a mitzvah's Eser to eat. So eat the Gid Anosha. Zok the Beis Meir that he says as follows, that since Lemaisa, at the end of the day, the Gid Anosha is not to be eaten, right? If you ask a shayla in a bezin, are you allowed to eat the Gid Anosha? No. Talk about the regular Gid Anosha. Before the Gemara is going to the Terutzim of Mutter Asa. Gid Anosha, let it be Esther Dechaloy say. Gid Anosha, if you go to bezin, it's Asa. It's a Pasuk of the Torah. So Mamela, it's not called Mimashki Yisrael. Not Mimashki Yisrael means it's not supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach. So Mamela, when you're makriv of the Korban, it's only a Kedushas Domim on the Gid Anosha. The behemoth is a Kedush Saguf. But the Gid Anosha part, you never mak this Kedush Saguf because you can't be makiv, be mashke Yisrael. You have to. But Lamaisa, you can't. It's the, you makiv the whole animal, right? You makiv the toilet, the whole carbon. Korban Pesach. So, but Al Kaponim, Memele, there's no din of Achila on this Korban Pesach, on this part of the Korban Pesach. So, Memele, there's no essay. What are you telling me? There's a mitzvah essay of Achila's Korban Pesach. The essay doesn't apply. It's not never Kedushas Guf on this Kalik of the Behemah. Gewaldige Kiddush of the Beis Meir. There is no essay Dechaloy say. The Shagatai says that a Korban Pesach is an essay Kodem Adibur, so many that's not Doicha. That's another Teretz. The Mechas Chinuch says, who says you have to eat every Kazayas? There's a Din Noiser. But Kazayas you have to eat is only one Kazayas. Eat a different Kazayas. Why say Esser Dechaloy say? Well, you're a lucky guy, you want to eat to get a Nosher? Eat a good piece of meat. So the Biskrov Be'etzim explains, he says there's two dinim in the Mitzvah Achilas Korban Pesach. There's a din on the Gavra that the person has to eat a Kazayas. And that's the Mechassinuch says, why pick this Kazayas? Take another Kazayas. And there's a din on the Cheftza, meaning that it should leave over any basar. The Cheftza cannot be left over. So he wants to say that that's the pshat of the Shagasai's kasha. That there's a din eser dechaloisa mitzad the Cheftza. Not mitzad the Gavra. The Gavra I've had a Kazayas. Why pick this Kazayas? But the Cheftza has to be eaten as a din noiser. So that should create a din of eser dechaloisa. That's what the Shagasai HaKaponim learned. But these are the terutzim of the Achorim on this famous kasha of the Shagasai. Look at the top Taisis. Taisis says, I amet bishlemi bosan in, and we started off at the beginning of the sugya. And we said, Bishlem, if you say that a Gidei Atzaveh is basar, so then it makes sense why Taka you're burning it. But if it's eight ba'alma, so then what are you doing about a Gidei Atzaveh? So Taisa ve'ein lahakshoyz I basar ninu so lechlinu. So just eat it. So then it's regular meat that's nichlan basar. Again, Taisa says this gray area. The lav basar gomuhu, not a regular piece of steak. She ate taimam ketam basar, like we said in Rashi, it's not edible. So the Torah is getting a lomnish spalt. He's saying there's two dinim over here. There's a din boser legabe the din sreifa, and there's din boser legabe achila. No, it's not edibles. It has to be roil achila. Otherwise, no din noiser. So theoretically, it's edible, but it's not eaten in practical terms. So mela, it's not boser gomer. Then it should be time ketam boser. So it's not listed separately. So that was the first test. The first teretz is that we're talking about the Gid Anosha. And we're talking about Hukulub 70s Arvu. So, Mel, it's this gray area that you're stuck. Havashi Omar, Le Nitzcha Ela Le Shamne the Gid Anosha. We're talking about the fat, the Shuman around the Gid Anosha. And the Shuman around the Gid Anosha, Le Maise Midrabonon, wasn't eaten. The Tanya, Shamnoi Muta, the Etzim it's Muta. The rice has no Issa. So because they're noigin iser, so mainly you're back to this gray area. At the end of the day, it's midiraisa, it's mutter, so it's a din noiser, it's baser, but the mice, it's not eaten. You saw kadoshim. So what do you do with it? So you have to burn it. You're stuck. And that's why itaka, that's mentioned that you're burning it. It's not stam regular noiser. It's a din gidim. Hatzom is vagidim, this gid you have to burn. Davina Omar. Now, like we said before, the same lomdus, meaning be'etzim, the same thing. The Shayosha says the same thing. By the Issa Shumon, it's just like by the Gid Anoshe, meaning it's because of the Issa Rabbanon, it's called be'etzim Royal Achila, but the person is Nimna because of the Issa. So that falls in that category that it's this gray area. Ravina Omar, the next Eretz, Bechitzoin. Now, the Kesem Mishnah says, the reason why Ravina says another Teretz, because the last Teretz of Rav Ashi is Yisrael Kedoshin V'noigim by Issa. That means it's only Nog. It's only a Minig. It's not Pshat, it's an Issa. It's not even an Issa Drabonon, it's a Minig. So who says on a Minig passes a din of an Issa Achila? So Issa Achila, there's a Minig. But maybe stop your Minig right now because there's a Pasha of Korban Pesach and you have to eat it. And Loi Lomi Din Oyser. Who says a minig would stop you from eating? Since it's the midst of Korban Pesach. So what are you being machmir sawan min hogim? That's how the Kesem Mishnah learns, where Ravina was that nochis in the previous teretz of Rav Ashi. Zoknemo Ravina Omar bechitzoin. If you look at the Gid Anoshe, you have two legs of an animal. They have the inner part that's facing the other leg, and the other part that's facing the outside. So the inner part is the part that's the raisa, and the question now is on the outer part. It's again a similar teretz. The one that faces the right, the other side. So Ravina Omar bechitzoin. We're talking about the outer one. Uke the Ravina Omar Shmuel. The Omar Ravina Omar Shmuel beis gidinain pnimi asomach leetzem. The one that's pnimi somach leetzem, which is facing the other leg, is aser vechiyavan olav. Chitzen asomach lebaser. Aser vein chayov and olav. So it's again, it's an isad rabbanon. It's aser vein chayov and olav. So mele, it's better than minik. It's aser. Aser vein chayov and olav. So mele, it's shaykh to say that it's a din basar, but the rice is basar, but the rice, he can't eat it. So mele, it's isad rabbanon. And that's why it's told schreifer. So those are the three terutzim in the Taichin Gidin. Either it's, we're talking about the Gidin Atzavar, and it's lav basar. If you say it's basar, then it's regular basar. Second teretz is, sorry, you have to say that it's basar, just not eaten. But if it's lav basar, then it's regular. It's nothing. There's no noise on it. The second teretz is gid anosha libid Rabbi Yehuda, and the question now is, are you being poshted das tere das noita, or you can say it got mixed up. And the third teretz is Rav Ashi says, it's four teretz. Rav Ashi says the shamnoi shel gid anosha, we saw kedoshim noiga beisa. And the fourth teretz is Ravina. He's talking about the gid achitzoin. And gid achitzoin is an isad rabbanon. So mele, it's not, it's bosom in the raisa, but the maaseh rabbanon is not eaten. Zok the gemara weiter. Chal tezayin, if tezayin is on a Shabbos, even though Rabbeinu Chananel said, like adu roish, like badu pesach, it never can come out. But theoretically, if it would be able to come out on that day. So it's still not doicha. And the Chiddush, the Tais Yontif says in the Mishnayos, is because you might think one day you push it off. Because ain't seven kotzer b'yontif. Who says you push it off 2 days? Or the Rishash says, maybe if it's 2 days, then you take a burn it on the first day on yontif and not wait 2 days. Who said it's pushed off 2 days? Maybe then Yontif will be taken less common than Shabbos. Shabbos is more common than Yontif. But the point is that Shabbos and Yontif, the post, the Mishnah says that it's not doicha. Zok the Gemara, why not? V'amai, neise ese v'yitche lo isase. Right? There's a lav of Yontif. We're talking about Yontif, not Shabbos. Rashi says behedya. So Rashi v'yitche lo isase, the melech is Yontif. Shabbos already talking about chorus, talking about a regular lav. So Frank the Gemara, v'amai, neise ese v'yitche lo isase. Yontif is Malkus. So let it be Esser Dechaloisei. The Esser of burning Noisa and the lav of Malachis Yontif. Zogdemo, Omachiski, Vechentoni, Vechiski, Omachro, Loisa Sirmi, Menu Ad Boikel. says loisa siru ad boiker. Va'anoisim memenu ad boiker beish yisroifu. Sheitam loim ad boiker. Why does it say a second time ad boiker? Matam loim ad boiker. Why does it by the parsha of noisa say it's tzveitam ol? Litin loim boiker shein lisifosoi. Sometimes you have to wait for the next day. When? Ain't something called to be yontif. You have to wait for chalamoid. That's Chizkis teretz. Abaya Omar. Abaya gives another teretz. Zog the Gemara. Abaya Omar. Now the truth is that the Ramban in Shabbos, Nafkov Dalad, he says, what do you mean on Yontif, Esesh to be Doicha Loise? We know there's a klal that only by Eif Shalakayim Shneim. Then you say Esesh Doicha Loise. You could be Eif Shalakayim Shneim. Burn it after Yontif. Why do you have to burn on Yontif with Esesh Loise? Eif Shalakayim Shneim. Zok the Ramban, that waiting for the next day for Chalamoid, that's not called Efshalakaim Shneim. Because Efshalakaim Shneim means today, it has to be today. The fact that it can become tomorrow, that's not called Efshalakaim Shneim, and that's where the parsha of Tchiyah kicks in. So again, the first teretz is, Shteit lois asiru, boika shein lisifosai. That's Chizkiyah. Abai Omar Omar Ko, it says in the Pasuk, Oil la Shabbos b'Shabbatoi, what do you burn on Shabbos? The oilus of Shabbos. You can't burn the oilus of Chol on Shabbos. You can't burn the previous day's oilus on Yontif. That's be that day's. So, madach if you memayit, oilus Chol on Shabbos and oilus Chol on Yontif, so koshken, you're going to be memayit a sreifa of something that's posel. Zog Rashi, oilus Chol on Yontif. Alma filu hector oil in a derby in a derby Yontif. Bekoshken sreifa as posel, shalom. Upesach korban shechoilu. Pesach is a carbon shel choil, and we're talking about the posel part, the noisy part. The zrika domei ba'abosar. Why is it called the oilus choil, not oilus yontif? When is the zrika? Zrika is the ikka kapar. The ikka then is the zrika. By all kapar is the zrika. Give him a pesach with achila, but it's at night, but it's meant for achila. But the zrika is when? Ba'abosar. So mamela, it's taka going to be considered an oilus choil. So an oilus choil that's posel, for sure you're not going to do on yontif. A Korban Pesach that's possible, if Malachi don't do a Korban Chol, kosher b'yontif, so for sure you're not going to do a Korban possible. Rav Omar, third teretz. Omar Ko, state in Pesach. Hu levadi ye'os alachem. It says in the Pesach, Hu levadi ye'os alachem. This talking about the din of Oichol Nefesh. B'yom Rishon Mikol Kodesh, b'yom Shvi'i Mikol Kodesh alachem. Anything that's Efshel Asoysim Erev Yontif is not Doichi Yontif. So, Machshirim are not Doichi. Who Veloi Machshirim? That's what we learn from who? Levadoi, talking about Pei Dalad Omen Aleph, Veloi Mila Shaloi Bizmano. Meaning, if not for the special Miyut, you would say a Miyut Shaloi Bizmano would be Doichi. Why? You have a kavachoyma. The veloy milah shel bizman abo mi kavachoyma. So Rashi brings the kavachoyma in the top dima maschil. Umat zoras she doiches avoida. Malach zoras is doiches avoida. Va'avoida doiches a Shabbos. And avoida is doiches Shabbos. So milah af shel bizmano is doiches oisa. Milah is doiches zoras. Even mokam baheres yokus bahartoy. So Shabbos and Nitchim the Avoida. Shabbos is pushed because of Avoida. And it didn't stay Mila Doich Oisa. For sure, it's pushed for Mila. So Mila Shalei Bizmano. Bizmano is a posik, but Shalei Bizmano Bikavachom. You would say it's Doicha. Comes the posik and it says Levadoi Veloi Mila Shalei Bizmano. Now, if you're Memayit Mila Shalei Bizmano, so Sreifas Kochim Posel. This noiser is like Mila Shalei Bizmano. Why? Because you can wait for the next day. What's all about the Mila Shalom Bismanoi? It's not Bismanoi. Wait another day. Once you waited, once you're off. So what did? Srevis Kotchim Shalom Bismanoi. So wait another day. So Mela Taka, it's not going to be Doicha. Ravashi Omar, the final teretz, Shabosoin, the Yontev, Esehu. Your whole kasha is based on the premise that it's an Ese Doicha Loisei. Zok Ravashi, it's not an Ese Doicha Loisei. It's an Ese Doicha Loisei Ve'esei. And that's not Doicha. After all, it says in the pasuk Shabboson zichar truah mikol kodesh. So since Shabboson is an essay, vein essay lechaloisev essay. Zok Rashi Shabboson diyontev esihu the mashma shvus. It's mashma bishoyves shvois shvois Shabboson vavliyontev esihu loisei. Now, the Ramban in the Rashi, the Rishonim in Shabbos Daf Kavdalet say, Rashi is very meductive. Rashi says, the mashmash voice. It's only a mashmois. So they come to explain why the other Amoraim, we had three other Terutzim. Chizki is Teretz, Loi Sirat Boiker, Litin Boiker Sheni, Abai is Teretz, Oile Shabbos Shabbatoi, Loi Lischol Shabbos, Loi Lischol Biyontev, Rav is Teretz, Hu Levadoi, Loi Machshigov, Levadoi, Loi Mirish Lamizmanoi. So why did Rav Ashi, why did they not say like Rav Ashi? Rav Ashi says it regular Ein Esech Loi Sev Esei. On that, the Ramban says, Ramban in Shabbos, that Chizkiah and Abaye and Rava, these Amoraim, they held that Yontif is a lav vivad. It's only a lav. It's not a lav in an essay. So Mele did into the territory of Rav Ashi. So it could be that this happens to be not like Toysovir. Toysovir says that a koponim Rava also agrees to Rav Ashi that it's an essay of Eloise. Toysovir says all chen with the kavachoyim. But the Ramban says that no, they hold it's only a lav. But a koponim, it may be meduktik that in Rashi over here. Because Rashi says, Shabosa in the Yontif Esiu, the mashmash voice. It's not a clear cut essay. It's only a mashmois. The Ramban Taka says that the other Amoraim hold that Yontif is only a lav. And that's what Rashi says. Rav Ashi holds that it's mashma, that it's a shvois. So, Kaporim, these are the four terutzim on the Moris Kasha that Yove Esse v'yitcha loisase. We'll stop over here by the Mishnah on the top of Pei Dalet Amud Aleph.